You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you got going on with this grade thing?
Yeah, so this news story is floating around this morning on all the major news sites. Talking about California schools. This says bad report cards could soon be a thing of the past in California, as some of the state's largest school districts are limiting the use of D grades and completely phasing out F grades. High schoolers who fail a test or homework assignment can get a do-over or more time to complete the work if they get in that D to F range. Students who don't ever finish the assignments or who fail final exams will just earn an incomplete instead of an F. What does that mean? They're moving to a competency-based learning system. They say that the assessment should be based on the mastery of learning, what students have learned, instead of how they test, basically.
All right.
And Fs, of course, make kids feel bad.
Right.
So we can't give Fs anymore.
They started moving away from that many, many years ago, actually. When I saw this story, I went and dug through my files, and I found this. I used to write blogs for mommy blogs around the country. And there's one from 10 years ago that was titled, Look Mom, Straight M's. And it was about how various school districts were getting rid of the A, B, C, D's, and F's, and they were instituting M, D, S, and N, I.
I think they've even changed that.
Yeah, well, this is 10 years ago, so absolutely they have. And then others, and by the way, and if you got straight M's, that means you mastered.
Ooh, mastered it.
And all the way down at the bottom, instead of D's and F's, you got an N-I, which means needs improvement.
Okay, so then do you fail the class then? If you're getting all these needs improvements and
incompletes? Probably not. You probably become...
Do you just move on?
You probably get a diploma. You probably get some sort of award.
Yeah.
And then there was the A's are fours, B's are threes, C's are twos, and D's are ones, and there are no F's.
So that's what I was gonna touch on, because I have a little list of things I want to write for Colorado Parent Magazine, actually, and this is one of them that it has bugged me for years, that my kids get the 1 through 4 system, and they bring that home, and I'm like, what is this? What does a 2 mean? Like, where does that fall? I mean, I get that it's not as good as a 4, but really, what does that mean? And the numbers don't sting as much as the D's and the F's. I mean, I knew growing up, if I were to bring home a report card with the D's and F's on it, there'd be hell to pay. It terrified me, which in turn was incentive to work harder to get those above average grades so you didn't get in trouble when you got home.
Well,
the
I'll
F's
tell you this.
Sting.
I remember the blowback I got from this particular post, and I might repost it today just because it's so timely. And you should definitely write something for Colorado Parent and perspective of a parent who deals with this. But I know that when I posted this, and if I repost it today, I will get serious blowback, and you probably will too. And it's even possible that the editors of Colorado Parent will ask you to write something else.
Chop stuff out of it.
Because they know that all they're going to get is... While 95% of people might agree with you, remember the vocal 5% will storm the castle, man.
Sure.
So it's a very delicate subject.
It just smacks me of you're not teaching the kids real life. Like in many cases when you're at work or whatever you're doing, you don't get do-overs. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be competent. You've got to, you know, do your homework on whatever your assignment is at work, and it's got to be done correctly. If you get an incomplete at work, you don't get the chance to do it over 15 times.
Right, but you recognize that you're sounding like a dinosaur, right?
I'm just sounding like a productive member of society
But it comes across, I'm just telling you, from any more, it comes across as sounding like a dinosaur, because it's not about that anymore. It's about the feelings. And I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just telling you that I've been up against this battle line for years and years, and I know what the blowback is, and you're going to get it. You're going to get
That's
it,
all right,
buddy.
Whatever.
You're going to get it. And I don't, what I'm saying is I agree with you.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a book about it, and I got blowback from it.
Ah, so weird.
So
weird
you know,
to me.
We're sugarcoating
not being a good student and not.
That is correct.
We're sugarcoating it. It's okay that you're not studying and learning. You can just try again.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
But you're gonna come up against the wall with that.
Such a load. Well, let's break down that wall, Dom.
Not gonna happen because the genie's out of the bottle and you're not getting it back in. So, and again, it doesn't matter how many people agree with you.
Right.
Because
this stuff's already been passed. It's already implemented. And
correct. And if you the people who agree with you will not be as adamant about pushing that agenda as the people who disagree with you.
Right. Yeah. They'll agree with you from their kitchen table and not, you know,
I have found
anywhere
that
else.
When you write something like that and a majority of people probably agree with you, they agree in a very quiet way.
Sure.
Because nobody wants to be perceived as, you know, harming the feelings of students and children. And so they're just like, yes, I agree with what you're saying.
Don't tell anyone I agree.
Whereas the people who disagree will, like I said,
you hate children.
Castle.
Yeah, you hate children's feelings.
I'm telling you, it's frustrating as hell. And I'll tell you who feels it the most are educators.
Sure.
Because there are teachers who want to do the stuff you're talking about.
Yep, yep.
But there's a small percentage of people who are extremely vocal and extremely angry about it all, and the teachers get beaten down.
Yeah, they'll get in the teacher's kitchen about it. So.
Yeah, and man, you talk about my heart going out to a group of people. It's going out to teachers who have to put up with all
no joke,
nonsense.
Man. It's like, just let them teach our kids. Leave them alone. Well, anyway, I give that an F, what they're doing in California. An F!